Texas Bishop, This Election is About the Sanctity of Life. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 20, 2020. The Bishop of Tyler, Texas, insists that November's presidential election is primarily about moral truths, with the sanctity of life as the first among them. Get over it, this election is about the sanctity of life. True marriage between a man and a woman, supporting the nuclear family and sexual morality based on biblical truth, Bishop Joseph Strickland tweeted Friday. All other issues depend on this moral foundation, he added, urging his followers to choose the party that supports these moral truths. Without directly endorsing Donald Trump or the Republican Party, the bishop's tweet could certainly be taken as an appeal to return to conservative values, especially the right to life. This past summer, Bishop Strickland sent out a similar message via Twitter, urging Catholics to vote for those who support basic rights and freedoms, especially the right to life. Catholics, please vote with a well-formed conscience and choose candidates who respect life, morality, marriage, family and our basic freedoms, he wrote. It is critical that we keep eternal truths at the forefront as we vote, he added. Study the issues and choose candidates who respect faith. In August 2019, Bishop Strickland praised a brother bishop for refusing to give Holy Communion to Catholic politicians who support abortion legislation. Responding to an article titled, Catholic Bishop Will Deny Pro-Abortion Politicians Communion Until They Repent of Evil, Strickland thanked Bishop Thomas Daley of Spokane, Washington, for his courage in upholding moral truth. Thank you, Bishop Daley, for standing strong, Bishop Strickland wrote in a tweet. Our society needs to wake up to the reality that when unborn and completely innocent children are not safe from their own mothers, life is no value and the tragic violence we see is simply a consequence of our disregard for life. The article quoted Bishop Daley in his condemnation of efforts to expand access to abortion, insisting that allowing murder of children up to the moment of birth is evil. Children are a gift from God, no matter the circumstances of their conception, Daley said. They not only have a right to life, but we as a society have a moral obligation to protect them from harm. Bishop Strickland later explained his defense of Bishop Daley, underscoring the importance of non-negotiable life issues. What I really tried to say as I intervened and talked about the sanctity of human life from conception until natural death, those are the grave issues, as far as I'm concerned. That's what we need to focus on, he said. Last November, the United States Catholic bishops declared that the abortion question is the preeminent political issue of our time. In a teaching document outlining the political responsibility of Catholics titled Forming Consciences for Faithful Citizenship, the bishops put forward abortion as a prime example of an intrinsically evil action, the sort of things we must never do, as individuals or as a society, because they are always incompatible with love of God and neighbor. In our nation, abortion and euthanasia have become preeminent threats to human dignity because they directly attack life itself, the most fundamental human good and the condition for all others, the bishops said. A legal system that violates the basic right to life on the grounds of choice is fundamentally flawed, they added. In January of this year, Pope Francis reportedly backed up the U.S. bishops, stressing that the right to life is indeed the preeminent social and political issue of our day, because if you're not alive you can't do anything else. The Pope went on to call the right to life the most fundamental right, reiterating his conviction that it is not first a religious issue, it's a human rights issue. Follow @ WilliamsRome.